From WBUR Boston and WRNI Providence, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Musicians Ellis Paul and Vance Gilbert have been friends for more than a decade, and they've been friends of On Point since the show was launched after September 11th, 2001. Night after night in those days, On Point processed the devastating news and grappled with a world changed by tragedy. Vance Gilbert joined us in those early days, sparking what became an end-of-the-week tradition, seeking joy and sanctuary in music after a hard week of news. We've continued that tradition at On Point, and at this year's end, we're checking in again with Ellis and Vance. They've made their first CD together this year. Side of the Road was conceived as a post-9/11 comfort, sung by two old friends, and that it is. With new music and fresh covers of songs by Van Morrison, Lucinda Williams, Woody Guthrie, Neil Young, and more, tonight On Point, singing out the old and bringing in the new, a New Year's celebration with Ellis Paul and Vance Gilbert.
If I fell on my knees, if it came to pleading, would you take me as I am? Your touch is all I need. Bring me courage, bring me change. Show me oxygen and rain. Build a shelter in these arms. If this love should come to harm, do you know who I am? I put a little faith in me. If you need some space on a shoulder, why? Why? Why do we fall so fast? Are you afraid that you'll shatter? Are you walking on glass? Just give in, give it. You can't get ready for it. Give in, give up. Just get ready for it. Whispering your name. If colors in the rain, bells are ringing in this town. Women walking wedding gowns. And if you fear your bones may break from all the heartache, the dance comes down to this. Every love will bring a rest. And the colors we choose are yellows and blues. Let's paint the sky over and over. Why do we fall so fast? You afraid that you'll shatter? Is your heart made of glass? Just give in, give it. You can't get ready for it. Give in, give up. Just get ready for it. Who I am, I put a little faith in me. You need some space on a shoulder. Why do we fall so fast? You were framed and shattered. The sun's rising fast. Give in, give it. You can't get ready for.
It is good to be back with you guys in the studio. Ellis Paul and Vance Gilbert, songwriters, musicians, friends, and collaborators on their new CD, Side of the Road. Welcome. Happy New Year. It's very, very good to be with both of you.
Yes.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Good to be back. Oh, sorry. Oh, I went there already.
Oh, it's great. What a year since the last time you guys were here, and you're out with an album, just the two of you, for the first time ever, old friends doing one album. What brought that around? Ellis Paul.
Well, Vance and I decided we want to do a little tour together this fall and traveling around the country, and we decided we might not put out a record at the same time, and and make a little more money and sell some stuff to people so they can take a piece of the show home with them. So we did. We dove into the studio and put it together.
This record was very timely. I think that the centerpiece of this record was a song that Ellis had found from a peer of ours, a friend, a guy named Mark Arelli. Mm-hmm. And it was really sort of a post 9/11 where you at kind of tune. And that's kind of where the whole album kind of headed, from the absolute introspection of Lucinda Williams's Side of the Road to the joyous romp of Van Morrison's Comfort You. Everything in between there is kind of where this album
is. And it really wasn't about the tragedy. It wasn't about why did this happen. It was about, oh, something has happened. Let's check in on ourselves.
Exactly. Now. Exactly. It's kind of like what this show did. No, it really is. Yeah, I mean, I remember when I first came on here and we were talking about what's up with this show. And a show filled a need immediately and then became an entity unto itself. And now you're
making... now it spans the nation.
Now you're making millions of bucks here.
Oh, yeah, right. Sing on, dream on, my friend. Sing on, dream on. So you've been out there doing these concerts, and how's it playing? Is the great American public ready to get introspective with you, ready to look inside?
Well, you know, it might be an introspective album, but the shows are pretty uplifting, entertaining, funny. We crack up a lot in between the songs.
Yeah, we do. So there's a lot of humor. There's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I guess that's, you know, if we can do both of those at the same time, I think it shows a great bit of healing's been done already.
I don't think it would matter what the album was about. Once we were on the stage together, it didn't matter what we were playing. We would have a good time with it.
Old friends, old roommates, and what's your great comment, Vance, from when you guys roomed together? I cooked, he cleaned, we never had sex. Sounds like a marriage to me.
Oh, gosh.
Vance Gilbert on Life with Ellis Paul.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'm so glad we never had sex. That would be.
I'm so glad you cleaned.
That's just the visual.
And somebody has to cook, you know. So.
The real ugly version of my two dads, you know. You don't want to see that.
But hey, it's all about love, and that's good. Why don't we hear the Mark Arelli song that you talked about right there?
Sure, that'd be great.
The Only Way. Ellis Paul and Vance Gilbert from their new CD, Side of the Road, on New Year's Eve.
Seems there's only pain and suffering. There ain't much that I can do. It's so senseless. I feel defenseless. So small. I could lock my windows, bolt my doors. But if I don't feel safe enough to speak my mind anymore, then what's the use? There's nothing left to do, no further to fall. So I'm gonna live, I'm gonna believe, I'm gonna dream, I'm gonna roll up my sleeves, give everything until there's nothing left to give. That's the only way I know how to live. It's a nightmare, no sun could tell. How the streets of New York City look just like the gates of hell. In a flash, a smoke in the ash came pouring down like rain. They circle wagons, they gather around, and they bravely pull their brothers and their sisters from the ground. And I know that I owe them more than to be afraid. Nothing left to give. That's the only way I know how to live. seek vengeance. What comes of war? I know freedom has a price, but it doesn't keep score. It's too much to swallow. It leaves me hollow after all this time. Time, I will not tell you what to believe. I'm too young to be so cynical, I'm too old to be naive. But if every action breeds a reaction, let this be mine. I'm gonna love, I'm gonna believe, I'm gonna dream, I'm gonna roll up my sleeves, give everything until there's nothing left to give. I know how to live. I'm gonna live.
I'm gonna love.
I'm gonna believe.
I'm gonna believe.
I'm gonna dream.
I'm gonna dream.
I'm gonna roll up my sleeves. Give everything until there's nothing left to give. That's the only way I know how to live.
Only way that I know how
that's
to live.
Paul and Vance Gilbert with a cut from their new album, Side of the Road. I knew there was a reason to have you guys back here. I need that at the end of a week. I need it at the end of a year. And what great lines there from Marc Aureli. I'm too young to be cynical, too old to be naive. And almost every night of the week, that sentiment that in the refrain there on this show, you know, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and give everything until there's nothing left to give. It's the only way I know how to live. I hear it in our callers on this show every night of the week. I mean, that's the sentiment people are looking for. But,
yeah.
But how does it feel to be on the stage and have people come to you to want to kind of fall into your musical arms because the rest of the world is just overwhelming? Are you ready for that?
Well, that song gets us ready in a lot of ways. Tom Ashbrook, because...
Thank you, Vance Gilbert.
The song gets us ready in a lot of ways because that song embraces the whole thing that happened with 9/11. However, it's really apolitical. I mean, it really basically says, what is our next step? And that's why Ellis and I look at each other and shake our heads saying we wish we had written that song, because a lot of times you write a song like that, you have to come from somewhere. You have to be so definitively something or another. And that song allows you to just take a breath.
Wherever you're coming from.
Exactly.
I'm going to love, I'm going to believe, I'm going to dream, no matter what.
Very basic tenets that have been said a million times over in one context or another, but here it's just done right.
And somehow when you vocalize that, you can feel the country in a way is rising to that. I mean, it was such a blow, and yet you can feel the country kind of collectively deciding, hey, we're going to grow beyond that somehow. We are going to be all the things we want to be. We're going to try anyway. Whatever's going on in the world.
I hope so.
I think that's the only way. Actually, it's really the only way to respond to it. It's one of those think locally, act globally kind of things where you got to give yourself to your community and hope that it's going to affect people all over the place. It's one of those butterfly, you know, flapping its wings in the forest. And
flap those wings, guys. I'm with Vance Gilbert and Ellis Paul tonight. Their new CD is Side of the Road. Let's go out with a cut from that CD. Here's This Morning I Am Born Again, Woody Guthrie song from the album. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
This morning I was born again and light shines on my land. I no longer look for heaven in your deadly distant land. I do not want your pearly gates. I don't want your streets of gold.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. I'm in the studio tonight with Vance Gilbert and Ellis Paul. Their new CD is Side of the Road. Here's a Lucinda Williams cut from that album, Side of the Road.
In the car by the side of the road, let me go and stand a while. I want to know you're there, but I want to be alone. Only for a minute or two, I want to know what it feels like to be without you. I want to know the touch of my own skin against the sun and against the wind. I walked out in a field, the grass was high, it brushed against my leg. I just stood and looked out at the open space at a farmhouse out away. And I wondered about the people who lived in it. I wondered if they were happy and concerned. Were there children, a man and a wife? Did she love him and take her hair down at night? La da 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 da. La da 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 da. If I stray away too far from you, don't go and try to find me. It doesn't mean that I don't love you. It doesn't mean I won't come back and stay beside you. It only means I need a little time to follow that unbroken line to a place where the wild things grow, to a place that I used to always go. You wait in the car by the side of the road.
Vance Gilbert and Ellis Paul, Side of the Road, Lucinda Williams' song. Vance, I read one reviewer saying, wow, it sounds great. All the sweetness in that Vance Gilbert voice poured into this Lucinda Williams song. Why don't more guys pick up Lucinda Williams songs?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know why more guys don't pick up a Lucinda Williams tune. I found it very strange to be doing the tune in the first place, because a lot of these tunes on this album I had to approach somewhat guilelessly, because I tend to be a singer that takes the whole tune in like a big polar bear hug and inflict a lot of Vancism into what I'm doing. With these tunes, I had to step quite a bit out of the way, and I was pretty proud of that. It was part of the great learning experience of this year, is to unsing a lot of the stuff that, even the stuff that I've been doing for a while.
Not grab on so tight.
Exactly.
Let the song float up.
Exactly.
Kind of Vance's new zen.
I think Ellis and I have both grown. I mean, every time we do something each year, you know, every time we sing with different people, we grow some. But this was a pretty big growth experience for me.
Because it was together, because it was a new kind of material. What pushed the growth?
All above. All the above.
Yeah, new songs by different people, which we've never really done a lot of in our careers separately. And here was pretty much a whole album.
How do you do that? How do you begin to decide what's going to go on an album where you're going to cover so many people?
Well, we knew what the theme was going to be going into it, because we were going to build it around that Marcarelli song. So we wanted songs that were reflective in a way that shed some light into where we are now in the post-9/11 world.
And you each have a staff of 15 or 20 people bringing you different possible songs.
Oh, I wish. My staff is only 7.
Really, is that right?
Yeah. In fact, it's some of your people. This is,
yeah,
they moonlight working for me.
That's good.
Yeah, you don't know that.
You know, I really do wonder, though, about this role musicians play, and I wonder if it's conscious or not, or how you feel about it, of being the people that we come to try and get beyond the words, beyond the news, beyond the kind of quick sentiments of the day. Whether you are ready for it or not on any given performance night, you know that that's why people show up in the hall. They want you to take them somewhere. Is that something you embrace? You're grimacing here, Vance.
No,
Gilbert.
I'm laugh. I'm grinning.
Well, I see us more as just reflective mirrors, and we maybe provide some detail and color that we all feel and think, but often can't express. And what we do is like a good songwriter, like a Springsteen, will really speak the truth, but we'll do it in a way that maybe we all knew already, but we just never looked at.
Is a mirror enough to do that? If you just reflect it back, then people pick it up, or do you have to squeeze your own color in there?
Well, this isn't a cure-all. This is only a piece of what hopefully people are getting out of that day when they have wolfed down their dinner and jumped in the car and come to a Vance Gilbert or Ellis Paul or a combination therein show. The other point of this is that we're entertainers. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, that is the bottom line. If we get nothing else done that night, if we weren't entertaining, we weren't any of the above. Entertainment is the key.
But there's so many ways to entertain. I mean, the Rockettes, you know, just kick up their legs. No doubt you guys could do that, but I'm not sure that
we do.
You do that rather often?
It's a two-man line.
I've actually danced a couple times during the tour. I've done interpretive dance to various.
It's pretty ugly out there, actually.
Yeah, it's
he's not lying, unfortunately.
No,
there's a couple of other entertainers out there, another duo out just this year. These guys, you may have heard of them, Simon and Garfunkel.
That's great. One of them has a fro.
Yes, one of them has a fro, born to it, or however.
Oh, was that a little backhanded way of saying that's a perm? You go ahead, Tom. No, tell him.
I don't know. Is it even still real? I mean, but people go out to see them. You don't do that kind of harmony exactly. You're really bringing more your own, sort of interweaving your own vocals here.
We wanted to be ourselves. We didn't want to be Simon and Garfunkel because we're not really capable of it in a lot of ways. It's that would entail a lot of rehearsal and a lot of work and a lot of time.
Forget about it.
And we wanted to sort of do what we do solo, side by side, and just go out there.
You're watching a musical friendship happen with us more than watching and listening to slicker than snot polished duo singing thing.
There's something for the cover of the live album.
Slicker than snot. Right.
But Vance, you said no, it's not Simon and Garfunkel. It's Martin and Lewis. Dean Martin,
be.
Jerry Lewis. Do you guys entertain that high gloss?
Well, I don't think there's any gloss on that at all. Those guys were off the cuff. A lot of that was off the cuff. I think we're funny. We have a great time. We're funny. We're not polished. I think a lot of that is me. I'm not really a harmony singer by any stretch of anybody's imagination, but I bring something to the music that is undeniable, and that's what people come to see. They come to see what it would be like if they were watching Ellis and I sit and swap songs and, hey, sing together on a couple things.
Yeah.
We're different. We're very different. You know, we don't fit like two peas in a pod like Simon Garfunkel actually used to.
like they used to. But, boy, did that bridge go in two directions for a long, long time. Let's hear some more. How about Citizen of the World? Great, great song on here. Your own song on here. Kind of the anthem of the album. Let's hear it. Ellis Paul and Vance Gilbert with Citizen of the World.
I'm an American, was born of Scottish blood. Got a Frenchman's eyes and ears. I've got the walk of a British thug.
There's an African in my skin. Seminole are my kin. I'm a man of a thousand faces, many nations, creeds, and races.
Ah,
yeah. I am. I am a citizen of the world, girl. Of the world, girl.
Blue September day, the sky came tumbling down. Living in a world of hate, dormants crying at heaven's gate.
100 nations in Tower One, Muslims, Hindus, Jews, and Christians. Father Michael says a prayer.
Oh, I lifted up in the open air.
Ah, yeah.
scarecrow in an oil field, soldier in the sand, seeds of violets, seeds of peace, what will grow in the holy land?
If I could talk to Gandhi, talk to Christ, talk to Muhammad, I'd ask
him. Oh, St. Teresa and MLK, we need no advice, come Judgment Day.
Paul and Vance Gilbert with me in the studio on a New Year's Eve, and great to have them, Citizen of the World, from their new CD, Side of the Road, their first CD together, two old friends on the same disc for the first time. And what a great sentiment throughout that song. So now we have to ask you two citizens of the world, how's it going, this old world, Vance Gilbert?
Fine. I'm fine.
Oh, are you channeling Gandhi now?
I'm fine. No, that would be like this. I'm fine. Everything's good from up here, looking down. Largest democracy. I was starting that, and I was part of that largest democracy on the planet.
Viva India. Yes, thank you, Mr. Gandhi. Yeah. Thanks for being with us. Oh, no.
God, how are we doing? I don't know.
It's rolling along, but...
Yeah, well, there's been a capture of Saddam Hussein, and I'm listening to the BBC, and they said, well, I knew this twist would come. I said, well, that's a great thing, but is that going to piss a lot of people off? You know, or maybe say, piss lots of people off, capturing Saddam Hussein. It's like, okay, I guess there's two sides to everything.
Even that. The man from the hole in the ground.
Right. So, it was great that he was captured. However, he looked drugged. It was great that he was captured, but it's humiliating to show pictures. It was like, well, I don't know. What else do you do now?
Right.
Where do you go?
Yeah. Ellis, how about you? When you look out there, what's on your mind? It's the end of another year where it just keeps on coming. Is it headed in a good direction?
I'm hopeful. I don't have any real answers, I guess, but maybe that's the best answer, is that, you know, we're working out of a period of time that's very violent, and hopefully we'll continue to work out of it, because it's definitely not the place any of us want to be. I'm just hoping that we can recognize that as a world leader, that we're not going to lead the world through violence and force, that we can lead through some different kind of paradigm, like something that's a lot more kind and do it with what our strengths are, which is, you know, technology and money and kindness.
And hopefully a little bit of the heart you've got in this album. There's an autobiography in that last song, Citizen of the World, about you with the walk of a British thug, Ellis. And Vance Gilbert, African in my skin, Seminole are my kin. Is that right? Do you have Seminole?
Yeah, that was that song was, tell a little story about writing that song. Ellis pretty much came to the table with that song mostly done. And then he took out the eraser and took out lines. He said, I want you to be in here.
Ooh.
So I came in with my acoustic shoehorn.
Come on
and
in,
and started
Vance.
Trying to put lines in, and that was probably the hardest writing thing I've ever done, because there's a whole... And that sort of, you know, sort of emphasizes the difference between us. He writes differently than I would, and there's a different sensibility.
Different tempo, pace, kind of language.
Well, sensibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Use of language more than anything else. Tempo and pace I can adjust to.
So after he said, I'm an American, was born of Scottish blood, got a Frenchman's eyes and ears, the walk of a British thug, and now you have to follow
something
that fits.
Then I get to follow that. Okay, what ethnicities am I bringing to this, and what do I do? I mean,
so is Seminole there because it has the right number of syllables, or because...
Or Iroquois, Seminole, both of those.
Yeah.
Cree didn't work, but that would have worked too. And you remember at one point you were upset because I said I'm part, you know, Puerto Rican or Portuguese and not Jewish.
That doesn't fit.
Damn it, Ellis, you didn't give me enough room. Like, what else do you want? And what do these people do? There's an African in my skin, you know, television under my arm. I mean, he's like, well, that's racist. What do I do with that? It's like, what do I do? I get to walk like a thug? Yeah. No. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun once the shoehorn did its work.
Actually, we came up with it sitting down in the studio at the desk at the studio. I scribbled in the last line. I said, here, that's it. I'm done. And he looked at it and he says, yeah, this will do. And that's what I sang.
It'll do. We're talking tonight on a New Year's Eve with Vance Gilbert and Ellis Paul. Their new album is Side of the Road. Let's go into the break with What Do I Want? What Do I Need? It's a Jeff Black song from the album. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
All of my life, I've been tempted, I've been torn. What's wrong and what's right since the day that I was born? And God knows when I was lonely, I was easily deceived. What do I want? What do I need? Knocking on wood leaves me standing in the rain. So misunderstood, Lord, I've lost my way again. Through the darkness of old notions, such a pitiful reprieve.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. I'm joined in the studio tonight by Vance Gilbert and Ellis Paul. Their new CD is Side of the Road. Here from that album, live in the studio, Gentle Arms of Eden.
On a sleepy, endless ocean, when the world lay in a dream, there was rhythm in the splash and roll, but not a voice to sing. Till the moon fell on the breakers and warning warm the waves, and a single cell did jump and hum, with joy as though to say, this is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray into the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in gentle arms of Eden. Day grew bright and rounder, and the one turned into two, and the two into 10,000 things, and old things into new. And on some virgin beachhead, one lonesome critter crawled. He looked about and shouted out his most astonished drawl. This is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray into the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in gentle arms of Eden. All the sky was a bosom, and the ground was carpeted green, and the weary children of the woods went dancing in between. The people sang rejoicing in their fields glad with grain, this song of celebration from their cities on the plains. This is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray into the dark night alone, rock me, goddess,
in a gentle arms of Nina.
Now there's smoke upon the harbor, and there's factories on the shore, and this world is ill with greed and will and the enterprise of war. But I shall lay my burden in the cradle of your grace, on the shining beaches of your love, in the sea of your embrace. This is my home. This is my only home. This is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray into the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in a gentle arms of Eden. Rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden.
Vance Gilbert and Ellis Paul there with Gentle Arms of Eden, a Dave Carter song from their new album, Side of the Road. That's wonderful. Just
isn't
wonderful.
That a great song?
I don't know Dave Carter so well. Who's Dave Carter?
Gosh, he was sort of a modern-day Dylan that everyone understood, you know, and it was no confusion in what a poet he was and what he was, his intentions were when he was writing. But he passed away just over a year ago, I guess, now, and yeah. He had a heart problem and left us all with these amazing songs, and he didn't have enough time himself, I think, to get them out to everybody, you know, because he was still sort of touring in the underground. He was opening for Joan Baez a lot.
He was absolute kindling. He was ready to catch fire. I mean, he wasn't the type of performer that would have skyrocketed up to MTV stardom. He was writing an immediate legacy. He was a legend now.
I just love that refrain, this is my own home, this is my only home. I mean, it works for anybody. This is it. This is what we've got. It's right here in front of
us.
It's an amazing rewriting of Genesis.
It's just terrific.
Even to approach that and not offend anybody, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Terrific. So, Vance, I know what a wild and crazy guy you are. You're so good-natured. You came onto this show when we were young and scared and running in circles and were so good with us. We've even stood up on stage and sang that.
Oh,
what was it?
God.
Oh, Brother, Where Art That
no,
was
we did.
Tom and Ray Maliazzi, the Car Talk guys at a benefit.
So fun.
You are a very generous man.
Still have the overalls from that, too. That was fun.
Well, those were from the farmer just down the road from my folks, you know. And he still asks after them now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Hey, where are my overalls? Vance Gilbert never gives up a good pair of overalls. But what's banging on your funny bone these days, Vance?
Well, I think the more tragic things become, the funnier something has to be.
Oh, my God. I knew it would go that way.
Yeah, of course. It has to. You know, Ellis and I were riding in the car and reading some of the preamble to Aaron Magruder's beautiful triptych of his work, of the Boondocks stuff. Hmm. He said sort of the same thing, that he was never more so inspired, unfortunately, than by 9/11.
We've had him on this show, and he's just truly been inspired since then.
Absolutely.
I mean, cartoons will take you all kinds of places you don't expect to go on the funny pages.
And, you know, not to be trite about it, but I think that's what humor does. Humor is basically giggling at the human condition.
So when you're in front of audiences these days, what's the humor kindling out there?
Well, they laugh at us because we were putting our friendship on the stage, and I think that's what they laugh at, because we're sort of the odd couple.
Yeah, we really do sort of step out of the kitchen, and they caught us with our guitars. It is. It's true. We just stepped out. It's like, hey, there's people here. Let's sing. But hey, buddy. Why, you knucklehead.
All right, but come on. Your friendship is not that. Is it funny just in itself, just because you're big two elbow-knocking guys out there on the stage?
Yeah, we are very comfortable not saying a word to each other. I think it's a sign of a good friendship. There are no airs.
Isn't that because Ellis grew up in Maine? And I mean, Maine's just a big silent potato field, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
We're very different. You know, he's from Philly and I'm from northern Maine, and there's a lot to be said for the differences.
Yeah, TSOP, the sound of Philadelphia, the sound of potato.
Let's hear it in song. How about Comes a Time? You've got a Neil Young song on here. Let's hear that.
There comes a time When you're adrift, there comes time when you settle down. There comes a light, feelings left there. Lift that baby right up off the ground. Ooh. This old world keeps spinning round. It's so under tall trees and on down. There comes a time. Oh, there comes a time. There comes a time. You and I, we were captured. They took our souls and they flew away. And we were right. We were gathered. That's how we kept what we. So world keeps spinning round. It's so under tall trees ain't laid on down. There comes a time. Oh, there comes a time. There comes a time. Oh, there comes a time.
Paul and Vance Gilbert with Neil Young's Comes a Time. Okay, guys, it's going to be just a few hours after people hear this that it's going to be a brand new year. Ellis Paul, what are you hoping?
Well, I'm hoping that we'll be able to get out of Iraq in a year.
That'd be nice.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that we catch Osama bin Laden. I'm hoping we get a lot of troops home. And I hope we have as few casualties as possible.
We can all pray for those. And Vance, what's on your big wish list?
My big wish list, I want an all-wheel drive wagon.
Come on down, Vance Gilbert.
Minivan. And I want my dog to be well. I've had a sick dog.
Vance Gilbert wishing for a good dog, healthy dog year.
I'm looking for a healthy dog year. Yeah, I think Ellis covered the broad spectrum. I'm covering the inside happy
the
thing.
The canine track.
I want to go into this next year filled with joy. I don't do a big resolution thing each year, but I think each year I should go into with a certain amount of just sheer joy at learning, sheer joy at sheer joy at the fact that you and I, Tom, are going to take off 20 pounds of peas.
Okay,
look at
I'm for that.
Them headphones are screaming about the split at the top. Your head got so big over the last year, Tom.
We'll do it, Vance. Oh, it's going to be good.
Oh, it popped. Oh, my gracious.
Oh, I'm awfully glad to have you guys
just
here.
Just looking for joy, Tom.
Keep that smile going. It's been just great having you here this hour.
Thanks,
Ellis
Tom.
Paul, Vance Gilbert, great to have you both. Happy New Year to both of you.
Same to you, Tom.
Listen,
thank
for
you.
More information on Ellis Paul and Vance Gilbert and a schedule of their upcoming performances, visit our website at onpointradio.com. Let's go out with one more song from their new album, Side of the Road. Here is Alone Down Here. Happy New Year. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
I hope that we're alone down here. I can sing and laugh and joke right here in front of you. But I hate to be seen doing something that I shouldn't do. When I'm at my worst, I want to be in shadow. So I hope that we're alone down here. And when we shout and scream down here, I pray the sound is music to someone who's never heard a symphony to cover the unkindness of our words. Hope that whoever listens in will tune another station. So I hope that we're alone down here. And when we go to war down here, with all the fancy reasons we can give to come to blows, the winners and the losers and the dead lined up in rows, there never was a war without a reason, heaven knows. And I hope whoever's watching is making room for those. If not, then we're alone down here.